continuing on our discussion of food for just a moment, you know, another powerful metaphor for making people more food secure is maybe to think of food as a physiological input, like medicine. Well, several health centers in Massachusetts are providing their patients with just that, produce prescriptions from doctors. In an effort to help fight childhood obesity, a pilot program is allowing doctors to prescribe their patients local farmers market fruits and vegetables. Doctors will then track their patients' health and eating habits throughout the course of the program. Joining us is Natasha Singer, business writer for our partner, The New York Times. Natasha also covers the pharmaceutical industry. Good morning, Natasha.
Hi, how are you?
So I'm great. There's a behavioral element to this, that prescriptions may change people's behavior, and then there's an economic aspect to this. First, the behavioral. Are people more likely to act in their best interests if they're holding a prescription than just some money to buy fresh produce?
Well, I think that it's partly economic to begin with, because this program is aimed at low-income families. So I think they're more likely to do it because they may find that in their supermarkets, these fresh fruits and vegetables are too expensive. On the behavioral aspect, we've seen that with things like smoking cessation, when doctors get involved, people tend to quit smoking more often and stay off cigarettes. So there's a precedent that if your doctor is involved, and then on top of that is now going to give you a coupon to go to the local farmer's market, you may be more likely to do it.
But getting it up above a dollar a day probably would be more likely to produce some really valuable data here. Why is it so low, a dollar a day subsidy?
Well, but if you think about that, that's $30 a month per family member.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $120 a month. And if you're not buying fruits and vegetables, I mean, in these clinics, one of the doctors told me that some of the kids they see, the only vegetable they know is a French fry.
Huh. So $30 a month is a lot of broccoli, I guess, is the point, right?
Yeah, kale, Brussels sprouts, cucumber, whatever you want.
All right. Natasha Singer, business reporter who writes about the pharmaceutical industry for our partner, The New York Times, examining a Massachusetts program to write prescriptions to subsidize the purchase of fresh produce for people in low-income neighborhoods.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.